I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A judge in New Orleans says BP's reckless conduct is what caused millions of gallons of oil to gush into the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern reports on the judge's decision.
There was a trial regarding this spill dealing with fault last year, and the U.S. District Judge Carl Barbier delayed the ruling until today. It says BP is 67% to blame for the spill, while rig owner Transocean takes 30% and contractor Halliburton takes 3%.
The potential bill for BP increases by a factor of four under the Clean Water Act, basically.
That's Associate Director of Tulane Energy Institute's Eric Smith, who says Judge Barbier chose the maximum allowable to charge BP. He predicts this eventually being appealed to the Supreme Court level.
I don't think BP is going to voluntarily pay $18 billion.
Michelle Southern reporting.
A law toughening teacher tenure requirements in Louisiana is up for arguments before the state Supreme Court. Today's high court hearing deals with a Baton Rouge judge's decision that the 2012 legislation that included the tenure changes was unconstitutional. State District Judge Michael Caldwell ruled that the legislation bundled together too many items spanning Louisiana's education laws. That ruling was a victory for opponents of the 2012 law known as Act One, who says it violated a constitutional provision requiring legislation to have only one object. Act One also dealt with other matters, including local school boards' hiring and firing authority. Lawyers for Governor Bobby Jindal, who pushed the legislation, have argued that the act was constitutional because all of it deals with school employment. Interviews are set for the four Northwestern State University presidential semifinalists. Two interviews will be held on Wednesday, September 10th, and two on Thursday, September 11th. On Friday, the 12th, the search committee will deliberate and decide who will move forward to be interviewed by the Board of Supervisors for the University of Louisiana system on September 23rd. The candidates are seeking to replace Randall Webb, who announced his retirement in April. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says a man who set up a scholarship fund to honor a Slidell woman who died in a car crash is accused of stealing money from the account. 19-year-old UNO student Haley Howard was missing 4 days in March before her car was found in water near Lake Pontchartrain. St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office Captain George Bonnet.
Other people that were associated with this fundraising account or scholarship account noticed that just over $4,000 was missing.
Bonnet says 29-year-old Jonathan Holcomb was one of the people responsible for setting up the charity account and organizing the fundraising run walk. He says an investigation determined that the man opened the bank account and was stealing the proceeds.
Siphoned about $4,300 out of that account and transferred it, either used it for personal uses or transferred it into his own personal bank account.
Bonnet says Holcomb, who is from Mississippi, was not friends with the family before Haley's death, but had approached them and offered to help raise funds in her name. Holcomb is charged with felony theft. The KEDM weather forecast, a few clouds early today, then partly cloudy skies later this afternoon, a 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, the high today in the low 90s.